Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 132. I want to welcome anyone who is new to this podcast and just say thanks for taking the time to check it out. And that if you are someone looking to join the fraternity of Freemasons, I hope you find some insight and valuable information here, which will give you what you need to push you into the right direction. If you are a brother already, I hope that this program increases your enthusiasm for our craft. And I just want to say thanks for listening. So before we get started, I wanted to say thanks to everyone who's been checking out the new show, The Masonic Roundtable Live, which is on YouTube via Google Hangouts. If you're listening to this show because you've heard about it on The Masonic Roundtable, then I welcome you as well. If you are unsure what the Masonic Roundtable is, I guess I would describe it as a 30-minute Masonic version of the show The View. And as funny as that sounds, that's kind of what it is. Again, I keep saying that it is live, and this is because on Tuesday nights at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, or possibly 9:30 or 10:30, depending on our scheduling, but you basically can hop on Google+, hit the Hangouts, and watch us do a show live. You can ask questions, and we can pick a few and answer them on the air. So check that out on Facebook and on Twitter at Masonic Roundtable. And this week is the final segment of the Masonic radio program from the old radio drama called Quiet Please, and the episode which we have been playing parts in succession. The particular episode was called Whence Came You? So it was really cool because of all the Masonic elements in it. If you haven't heard the last few episodes, I really would encourage you to go back and listen, starting with episode 128. But for those of you who have been following, remember there is a radio discussion blog located on our website, which is www.wcypodcast.com. And you can go there to post notes or converse with other people in the thread who may have something to say about that particular segment of the show. So anyway, let's go into this, the last part of the segment. The show, Quiet Please, the episode, Whence Came You?
Afraid to. Willis Cooper. The man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
And Murray Forbes played Abe Feldman. Martin Weaver was Don Briggs. As usual, the original music for Quiet Please is composed and played by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week's Quiet Please. Here is my good friend, our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
I've got a story for you next week called Put on the Dead Man's Coat. It's about a man who had an idea that wasn't good for him.
Put on the Dead Man's Coat. The title of next week's Quiet Please. And so until next week at this time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.
Quiet Please comes to you from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Okay, I hope you guys really enjoyed that. Next week, we will actually feature the interview with Brother Juan Sepulveda. So now I want to quickly mention, as always, the ways that you can help support this show. If you visit our website, www.wcypodcast.com, and you click on the tab for Support the Show, you will see several available options. There are mobile apps which let you stream the show, but in addition to that, the apps give you access to the papers that we read, as well as Masonic-themed wallpapers for your mobile device that we make every week and upload. The app is a one-time charge of $2, and it's available on Android, the Apple Store, and on Windows 8. Another way that you can help out is through the affiliates, the first being Onnit.com, which offers a ton of healthy living supplements and products, all natural, organic stuff. It's all awesome. I use their flagship product, Alpha Brain, which is a nootropic vitamin. Basically, it makes you have some laser focus, but without the caffeine or the sugars, all that. Anyway, click the links there, and it won't cost you any extra, but when you complete the purchase, it sends a bit of the funding back to the show. Also, as a thanks, the folks at Onnit give me a discount code that I can give to you guys to use, which is WCY. You put that code in as a coupon right before you check out, and it gives you an additional 10% off. Now, the other affiliate that I have is my favorite, which is FreemasonryArt.com. This is the place to get Masonically themed fine art and even some really cool one-of-a-kind aprons, which are made of real lambskin. They are made here in the United States. They are made by a brother, and they are for brothers. You can even have original art drawn onto the aprons, if you'd like, by the creator, Brother Juan Sepulveda, who, again, will be on the program next week. You'll talk a little bit about that. So head on over to FreemasonryArt.com, either by clicking through the links that we have, or just type it out in your browser and check it out. You can use our promo code WCY there as well, and you'll get 10% off of your order. If none of that suits you, but you still want to help us out, you can just send us a PayPal donation in the amount that you choose. Every dollar goes right back into the program. The most recent way that you can contribute is through Bitcoin. If you guys are familiar with Bitcoin, we accept Bitcoin too. There is a link to that where you can send it to our Bitcoin wallet, and that qualifies as a donation as well. So, thank you in advance for helping us out and helping me to continue this program. So, another area that I wanted to talk about is the Midnight Freemasons. It's a wonderful team of writers and some amazing, amazing talent. And if you haven't done so, go to wcypodcast.com and click on the link for the Midnight Freemasons, or just point your browser over to www.midnightfreemason.blogspot.com, and you can read a ton of original content. We publish 3 articles a week, and they are from various points of views within our fraternity, so please check it out. You can see us on Instagram as well, and on Twitter at Midnight Mason. A quick shout out to the amazing Bill Hosler, who has been managing our Instagram account and has increased the followers a ton. You guys are ravenous for the photographs, so it's really cool. And Brother Bill, thank you so much for all the hard work that you're putting into it and all of the writing you're doing with the 50-year member. If you like what you are reading there on our website, then please consider, if you're a writer, maybe you're not a writer, but if you've written something of a Masonic nature, consider sending it in to us, and we can review it, and we can possibly use it on the website as a guest contributor piece. Also, I'd like to just mention that we also have exclusive articles that are run in the Working Tools magazine. So if you are familiar with the Working Tools magazine, that's great. If you're not, let me just tell you, it is the largest independent Masonic magazine that is monthly published in the United States. Brother Corey Sigler is an amazing editor. Brother Anthony Mongelli is also working with them, being an editor. And we have a little section in the magazine aptly titled Midnight Freemasons and our contributors. We usually have 2 to 3 articles in the magazine each month, but there are numerous other amazing, amazing writers, and the things that they write about span the entire gamut of Freemasonry. So I'd encourage you to check out the Working Tools magazine. You can go to the website, www.twtmag.com, and you can get a subscription. The subscription comes via PDF. You can get it in the newsstand on your Apple devices. You can get it in print. And if you order it in print, you also get it in PDF. So you get both. And of course, if you have PDF, you know, you can throw that on your Kindle. You can throw that on your iPad. Take it with you wherever you want. So again, twtmag.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at that same handle, twtmag. I want to thank everyone at Pleiades Lodge in Westchester, Illinois, for having me out to present the keynote on Freemasonry in America and its Colonial Tavern beginnings. They were amazing hosts, an amazing lodge. The brothers there really know how to conduct a meeting. We laughed, we discussed, and after the lodge closed, we talked about Masonry for 2 more hours. I didn't get home until almost 1 in the morning. It was truly an amazing experience. Those guys know what Masonry is, and they do it. And I also have to throw out a huge thank you to Sequoit Lodge in Antioch, Illinois, for having me out and delivering the keynote there as well. Brother Dan Gentry, specifically, who was so energetic, enthusiastic, and kind-hearted. And that's right, Brother Gentry, if you're listening, I'm letting it be known that you are one heck of a great brother. I have to say, I watched Brother Dan literally quote a line from the movie Tommy Boy. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. I grew up and that movie came out and I always thought it was hilarious. And every time it's on, I still watch it. The fellowship they have, it just cracked me up. A gentleman walked in, a brother, and Dan literally quoted Tommy Boy. He said, "Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug." And he picked this guy up, gave him this huge hug, and the man came off the ground. It was really funny. So, Brother Dan, you are an incredible gentleman and brother, and I have to thank you for having me out and the conversations that we had after the lodge closed as well. So, thank you. Speaking of events, I want to talk about a few things that are coming up. Another event that is happening is the MS Walk, which is in New York, and we have some brothers in organizations known as Masons Against MS who will be raising funds to help the research on multiple sclerosis. You can visit Freemasons of America or the NationalMSSociety.org for more details on that. Another charity event that I'm working to promote is the Scottish Rite Valley of Chicago's Chicago Metropolitan Dyslexia Center's Walk for Dyslexia. We are trying to raise enough money to open a second facility. We have 200,000 dyslexics in Chicago, and we have a treatment success rate of 98%. The problem is, we can only accept 40 students per year, which means in order to cure or treat all the people in Chicago alone who have dyslexia right now, it would take 5,000 years. And you know what? We don't have 5,000 years, and neither does anybody else. So if you can, help us out, raise some funds for this facility by checking out the Valley of Chicago's website for more information regarding the walk. And finally, I want to say a few words about your Grand Lodge charities. I cannot tell you how important these are in helping out our brothers near and far. If you're in Illinois, I would urge you to check out our Society of King Solomon. It's a great program, and again, you're helping out your brothers. This year, the Grand Lodge of Illinois has personally helped out a few of my friends, both local and downstate, We had some amazing tornadoes rip through central Illinois, and the Grand Lodge is helping them out. We have our CHIP program, which is the Child Identification Program, and we've even sent some funds over to the Grand Lodge of the Philippines when they had their huge earthquake. So again, I urge you to check out your Grand Lodge charities, even if you aren't in Illinois. See what your Grand Lodge in your state can do, what they're doing, and get involved, because it is worth it. Now, this week for the piece, I wanted to read a short one because I have a little bit of a longer something for you guys with the famous Freemason. So this is actually just an excerpt from a bit longer of a piece. This is an excerpt from Golden Sentences from the Craftsman, published in 1866. From an address by DeWitt Clinton before Holland Lodge the evening of his installation, December 24th, 1793. His definition of Freemasonry. It is well known that our order was at first composed of scientific and ingenious men who assembled to improve the arts and the sciences and cultivate a pure and sublime system of morality. Knowledge at that time was restricted to the chosen few, but when the invention of printing had opened the means of instruction to all ranks of people, then the generous cultivators of Masonry communicated with cheerfulness to the world those secrets of the arts and sciences which had been transmitted and improved from the foundation of the institutions. Then our fraternity bent their principal attention to the cultivation of morality, and Masonry may now be defined as a moral institution intended to promote individual and social happiness, the equality of man. Our institution asserts in language not to be misunderstood the natural equality of mankind. It declares that all brethren are upon a level, and it throws open the hospital doors to all men of all nations. It admits of no rank except the priority of merit, and its only aristocracy is the nobility of virtue. All right, this brings us to the famous Freemason of this week, Brother Willis Cooper. Does that name sound familiar? Well, if it does, that's because he is the man who hosted an old radio drama show called Quiet Please, and who wrote Whence Came You, the drama that we just finished listening to over the last 4 weeks. Willis Oswald Cooper, born January 26, 1899, he passed away June 22, 1955, was an American writer and producer. He is best remembered for creating and writing the old-time radio programs Lights Out and Quiet Please. Born Willis Oswald Cooper in Pekin, Illinois, he attended Pekin High School, graduating in 1916. He soon joined the U.S. Cavalry, where, achieving the rank of sergeant, he spent time on the Mexican border, and in 1917 he became part of the Signal Corps and was sent to France during World War I. While in France, he was gassed at the Meuse-Argonne Offensive, number 1. He remained on active duty until 1919, when he left to become an advertising writer, though he maintained his reserve status. By the late 1920s, he was writing advertising copy in Chicago and entered radio, writing scripts for the 1929-1931 NBC program The Empire Builders. He later worked as continuity editor of CBS Chicago, and in 1933 left to take the same position at NBC Chicago. In 1934, he created his best-known dramatic series, a late-night horror radio program called Lights Out, which he also directed. Airing at midnight, the program quickly earned a reputation for its gory deaths and sound effects. The show would prove to be a long-term success, but in 1936, Cooper capitalized on the fame of Lights Out and resigned from NBC, moving to Hollywood, California, where he worked as a screenwriter for various film studios. He wrote the screenplay for the 1939 film Son of Frankenstein, which introduced the character of Igor, and contributed to a few of the Mr. Moto films. At the same time, he continued to provide radio scripts for various series, including Hollywood Hotel. Arch Obler, who took over the writing of Lights Out when Cooper left, would suggest that Cooper was the first person to create a unique form of radio drama, writing, quote, "Radio drama began at midnight in the middle 30s on one of the upper floors of Chicago Merchandise Mart. The pappy was a rotund writer by the name of Willis Cooper," end quote. By 1940, Cooper moved to New York City, where he changed his name from Willis to Willis, spelled from W-I-L-L-I-S to W-Y-L-L-I-S, in order to please his wife's numerological inclinations. He continued to make his living writing radio scripts for various network programs, including the Campbell Playhouse, the sponsored successor of Orson Welles' Mercury Theater. During World War II, he was made a consultant to the Secretary of War, produced, directed, and wrote The Army Hour, a weekly news and variety propaganda series. In 1944, Cooper joined the radio department of New York Compton Advertising Incorporated. In 1947, he created what was arguably his finest radio effort, Quiet Please, which began over the Mutual Broadcasting System network, but which later moved to ABC. He also wrote and directed a crime anthology for NBC called Whitehall 1212 that debuted on November 18, 1951. Hosted by Chief Superintendent John Davidson, fictional curator of the Black Museum at Scotland Yard. It featured an allegedly all-British cast and told stories inspired by artifacts held in the famous London Crime Museum. Cooper's show competed with a similar program hosted by Orson Welles, which ran on Mutual in 1952. As television became the dominant entertainment medium, Cooper experimented with various programs, including a series he wrote and produced called Volume 1. Cooper resided in Glen Gardner, New Jersey, and he passed away in Highbridge, New Jersey on June 22, 1955. So we know he was a brother, and we tried to track him down with his membership a little bit. I was working with Brother Alfonso Serrano, and we found that he was not a member in New York. So we assumed he held his membership somewhere in Illinois. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the program and this famous Freemason. That's it for this week. Please remember to find us on Facebook and follow on Twitter at WhenceCameU. Share this show and those pages with your friends. Please remember to check out the new show, The Masonic Roundtable, as well as the Midnight Freemasons. Lots of great things to keep your Masonic mind reeling. Please check out our podcast partners, Brother Juan Sepulveda on the Winding Stairs podcast, and you can follow him on Twitter at WindingStairs33. Also check out Brother Robert P. Lewis's podcast, Far From Centered, and you can follow that same name, Far From Centered, on Twitter. Check out Fraternal Ties for the best Masonic neckwear on the planet, PB&J Water for all your water purification needs, and check out all the rest of the really cool Masonic businesses we have listed on WCYpodcast.com. Until next week, stay on the level. For Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.